a guest here this morning
yep.
that you are meeting for the first time.
Yes.
And I have known him, Dr. Joe Olzaki, okay? And he was at Bloomfield High School mm-hmm. for a long time.
Yeah.
And he has just been appointed superintendent of schools in Region 14, Woodbury, Bethlehem.
Congratulations. That's great.
And this is and he's here with us live,
yep.
sitting right here in the studio.
Yep.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Brett, for having me on.
Yep.
Well, I have a partner that was heard about you.
Yeah. Brad was telling me about this a couple days ago.
It took me about two hours to describe you. But this is the man.
Yeah.
And he's got something special
yeah.
at the schools that he's just taking over.
Well, I'm very lucky because we have a tremendous, tremendous school board and some great educators in Region 14. And I really, because you have always instilled about the importance of taking care and paying attention to our veterans. Well, we had to, the school board, because of heat and also because of construction, had to go to school on Veterans Day. And they figured,
really?
Well, how can we make a difference with mm-hmm. our children? This is brilliant. They are having Veterans Day, or on Monday,
yeah.
Veterans Day celebrations of our veterans in every school at every level, starting from 8 o'clock in the morning, going throughout the day, patriotic music. We're having a breakfast for the veterans. We're having a flag ceremony.
Nice.
This is real America. This is real small-town America where you can turn around and say, wow, thank you, veterans.
Beautiful. Boy, isn't that great? Huh? Isn't that great?
And he's superintendent over
there, yeah,
too.
He's a big boss, too. So basically, they do whatever you tell them to do.
I'm still learning.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what's nice is I got a board who really cares about the kids.
That's great.
And the difference that I've found here than any other places, you know, they wanted me for my first 90 days to do a learning and listening tour.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been up on farms, at the Loke Farm in Bethlehem,
no.
the Bethlehem Woodbury line.
Yeah.
I've been up with Walt. I was with the different, Woodbury and the Bethlehem Select.
Got it. Okay.
I have been with the PTOs.
Yeah.
I have been at the music societies.
Wow.
I have been all over the place and just listening
yeah.
to hear what people want.
You know, Joe, I have friends and relatives who teach, and we were talking about this before we came on, and a very dear friend of mine is a social studies government teacher, history in Wallingford, and I asked him and all my friends who are teachers and relatives, how much of this is taught in schools? America's, you know, involvement in wars and the role of veterans from the Revolutionary War through the Civil War, the War of 1812, World War I, World War II, Iraq I, Desert Storm II. I mean, is enough of this, Joe, getting taught in schools to where kids, no matter with everything else going on today, is there an appreciation for America's fighting history and veterans?
I think it depends on the community.
Interesting.
I mean, you have... Again, I met with the clergy in the Bethlehem, Woodbury, Southbury area
mm-hmm.
yesterday.
Yeah.
And one of the things they spoke about was the sacrifices of veterans.
Oh.
When I was with the Bloomfield schools, I remember we took 500 or so children to Washington. And I remember seeing, and I said to them, if you see a man with a campaign hat or a campaign ribbon, you go over and thank them
yeah.
for their service. And I will never forget two men at the World War II Memorial in wheelchairs, and all my students walked over there. And
God.
And there must have been 10 or 15 around.
That happened.
And he knelt down, one of the kids, I'll never forget this,
yeah.
knelt down next to this man and said, thank you for what you did.
Oh, my God.
And you know what his answer was?
What?
His answer was the most prophetic I've ever heard.
Yeah.
He said, I did that. So you could be you. What an answer!
It's
from
amazing
a World
that
War II
generation.
Vet.
That generation. It's amazing. They didn't think. 99% of them didn't think twice.
No,
didn't think twice.
And you know, and when you go into education, it's either all in or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been working. I said to my mother, said to me, I walked in the door last night at 5 o'clock,
yeah.
and she said to me, I haven't seen you in a week. And
yeah.
I said, well, I've been at work. And she says, you really like the job? I said, I love the job.
That's great.
Not only do you get to work with kids, which
yeah.
I adore,
yeah.
you get to work with people who are committed like
mm-hmm.
these teachers,
mm-hmm.
and you work in a community that really cares, both
yeah.
of them.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times can you sit across from both first selectmen and have a conversation about where the town was, where they wanted to go,
yeah.
and what the commitment is? I mean, you don't
he'll
see
get
that.
It there. You'll do it.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, I believe that anything is possible.
Oh, sure. Sure, absolutely.
And, you know, and we did it here with the – and look at the genocide Holocaust bill that just got passed last June in the legislature. Unanimous, both houses.
A certain guy had something to do with that?
Maybe.
A certain guy sitting here in the studio had something to, who doesn't like to talk about it, Brad, but you had something to –
He and the Lazowskis. And
yeah.
We were all – and I got an award the other night from the Voices of Hope.
Yeah.
And one of the things I apologized publicly was I apologize because I was stalking legislators in their elevators and in the parking garage getting to vote.
Well, that's the way you have to do it. That's the way you have to do it.
But but these kids need to remember the past so they have a barometer on the future.
Brad, what's that old phrase? Those who forget their history or don't learn it are condemned to repeat it.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. No, but it's true, and more schools have to do this. Have to remember America, and the way Joe, that you teach, and I know how you teach because I've seen you teach when you were at Bloomfield, but you make the young people really love where they are, and you do it in a way that is not done in all the schools. And when I heard that you were going to Region 14, Woodbury, Bethlehem. That is a tremendous part of our state, and of course Bethlehem.
Yeah,
that's where the nuns are.
Yes,
that's where the nuns.
Joe
are.
Says you're very popular in that area of the state, by the way, too. Woodbury, yes. Bethlehem.
Yeah. Many people that talk about. In fact, I'm going to be meeting Mother Abbess sometime in the next week or so.
About you're that. Kidding.
And because I called her and I said, "Look, I want a learning and listening tour. Can we talk?" And she said, "You're coming up here?" And I said, "Of course I've been up here." Since a little kid, everyone was sort of surprised that I knew where Bethlehem and Woodbury was.
Yeah.
Because as a little kid, every August, the whole family, because we were Catholic, would go up to the
part of the state. Yeah.
And then we'd go over
to the
creche, and
the
then we'd
state.
Have dinner.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. Bethlehem. Oh.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's gorgeous
places,
part of the state. Litchfield, that whole area, beautiful. Great restaurants, great tourism. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And, you know, and the other thing, too, is with the 100-year anniversary of World War I's end.
Yes, yes.
We
19,
have to
this
remember
year, yes.
that. I put an email out to the faculty this morning.
Yeah.
Is just to remember that, because that was the war that was supposed to all end it all.
Yeah, the war to end all wars, which didn't.
It didn't.
Yeah. And people, Joe, there's a lot of World War II commemorations, Iwo Jima, the great battles. People forget how... just how gruesome and violent World War I was.
Mm.
Oh yeah, I mean the use of poison gas was still going on. It was a horrible war.
And this is part of what that whole genocide Holocaust bill was about, was to make sure people remembered what it took both on both sides, one to stop it, and what it got to, how it got started.
Yep.
And this is what. The young people have been missing. Well, I want to say congratulations to you, Joe. Region 14, Woodbury, Bethlehem. I know you listen over there. Mm-hmm. And Paul and myself, we wish you the very, very, very best. And I'll be over to see you, too. Once Joe gets over there, I'll take a day and come over and
we'd love to have you.
If you get Brad up there to Woodbury, but remember he's had experience with working with cows before. He told me this. So if you
could
direct
him
to
the first annual Brad Davis cow parade.
Oh, we get you back on a dairy farm up there in Woodbury.
I love cows. Oh my God.
Boy, you really, you know something. I'm so happy to have you with me because you make such great suggestions.
And Brad, one other thing, we have a huge FFA, or the Vote
Future Farmers of America.
It is amazing. We have over 300 kids in our high school learning about farming.
Oh, what you could teach them, Brad?
Wow.
What you
it's amazing, these
what
kids.
What you could teach
amazing.
Them.
And on that note, I'm going to give you a time check. Hey, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Brad. Thank you very much, both of you.
Thank you. Good luck. I'll be over to see you, Joe.
I hope so. Good.
You bet. It's 7:47, 13 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock in the morning.